16. Coming up, what we're going to do next is what we always do on Friday. What we are going to do next is check the end of the week. Because the end of the week is always weird. Everybody's getting ready for the weekend and everything. But there's all kinds of stuff. There's a reaction to Trump turning down the virtual debate. Karl Rove has some great thoughts on that. We also have Kayleigh McEnany. She tested positive, but she's still working. She's still doing interviews. You'll hear the latest from her. All that and more, a lot more, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now it's 4:30 on a Friday afternoon, and you know what that means. Some reduced speeds through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 right now, mainly between Russell and Owens. It's still moving along, just not up to full freeway speeds there. Also, some heavy volumes there on the Southern Beltway, 215 West at Green Valley. You're bunched up through there, 215 East at Gillespie. You'll tap the brakes. And remember, a year-long project has now begun on Interstate 15 northbound at Lamb. The lanes in that area are going to be reduced 24/7 until October of 2021. They're doing some bridge construction work in that area, so give yourself some extra time.
Newmail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Some good news for the Raiders. Rookie receiver Henry Ruggs has been a full participant in practice, as it is looking very likely that he will be able to play against Kansas City on Sunday. There's a lot of questions, though, going into the game. 19 players do remain on the injury report. The Vegas Golden Knights re-signing two restricted free agents in Reed Duke and Jimmy Schultz, as both players are getting contracts that are worth $700,000 for next season. The lone restricted free agent remaining to be signed is winger Keegan Kolsar. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by Newmail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Tried Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema? It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
No one can predict a major disaster. History and statistical analysis can help identify a potential threat, but it's no guarantee. When a disaster strikes, will you be ready? All demographics and income levels have experienced the challenges of rebuilding their lives after a disaster or incident. Emergency management officials urge Nevadans to plan ahead with these tips. Gather critical financial, insurance, and medical records. Start an emergency savings plan. Obtain proper insurance and keep small bills in your safety kit. Whether a natural or human cause disaster, we all play a role in keeping Nevada safe. If you see something, say something. Report suspicious activity to local law enforcement. For more info, contact your local emergency manager's office or go to den.nv.gov and click on Plan Ahead Nevada.
Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Management, your local emergency manager's office. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday. Get your weekend started edition of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Man, what a day it's been. Andy Matthews and Robert Eitoven and Rika Waller. Mark Lauder, the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 campaign. You see him on TV all the time. You hear him on this show all the time. I love having him on, and he's going to join us. The president has turned down a virtual debate, so the debate commission has canceled the debate for next Thursday. So so we'll see what happens. Will there be two more debates or just one debate? That is still to be determined. The president's not waiting, though. Supposedly he's going to be out on the road. They say he will be out on the road on Monday. He's going to do a White House appearance, I guess, tomorrow. It's interesting, this thing of turning down a virtual debate, and a lot of people now are debating turning down the debate. Was that good for the campaign, bad for the campaign? Karl Rove was on with Sandra Smith on Fox News Channel today, and listen to his response. He thinks it may have hurt the president to turn down this this debate, this virtual debate, which I think he would have done great at, to be honest with you. I think he would have done phenomenally well. This was Karl Rove this morning.
First of all, there are two mistakes here. Yeah, I think the president was not wise to say, I'm not going, I don't want to participate. He should have said, I don't want to participate, but he should have insisted that there be discussions between the Biden campaign and the commission and his campaign to see if they could arrive at a solution. Let me step back to the bigger problem. I think the debate commission, which often acts in an imperious fashion, we had to deal with them in 2004 when we had a sitting president who had a long-scheduled international meeting on one of the days that they picked to be a debate day, and they refused to do it long in advance of their decision of what days are going to be debate days. We had an international meeting. We had to move an international meeting because the debate commission said, take it or leave it, we're going to use this date. We don't care if you have got a long scheduled international meeting and the president's supposed to be out of the country. You got to be here and do the debate. So they're imperious, and the decision that they made unilaterally to cancel the in-person debate because of concerns about whether or not the president would be shedding virus in the meeting, they should have sat down with the White House doctors and said, when will you be able to affirm to us that he does not represent a danger in that respect? But instead, they made a decision, and I think it was a bad decision, and further undermines the credibility of the commission. They already look like they are putting their finger on the by insisting on a virtual debate, and then to say take it or leave it, really a problem.
Karl Rove, smart guy. He knows where all the bones are buried. By the way, if you are one who is waiting for a stimulus bill, a COVID-19 stimulus bill, you're going to be waiting a while longer. But there is hope out there. In fact, Stuart Varney. Did you see Stuart Varney today? Yeah, Stuart Varney was out on the White House lawn, and he says the president is ready to make a deal. Now, the question is, what about Nancy Pelosi? Nobody has heard from Nancy Pelosi on this issue. But Larry Kudlow, in fact, let's go to cut four. Larry Kudlow was on with Stuart Varney on Fox Business late this morning, I guess this would be our time, talking about talk of a stimulus bill. This is cut four. This is Larry Kudlow. Go.
Can you tell us the right status of the negotiations right now?
Yeah, I can tell you what's up to date here at the White House. The president has just recently met with Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Mr. Mnuchin expects to be speaking with Speaker Pelosi shortly this afternoon. The president has approved a revised package. He has approved a revised package. He would like to do a deal.
That's fascinating. A revised package. He wants to do a deal. Do you have any idea on what that package would include? Is it broad-based?
It will be relatively broad-based, but I can't go through details, Stuart. That's going to be hashed out in the discussions. But again, let me repeat, in a very recent meeting in the Oval, with Mark Meadows and Steve Mnuchin, the president approved the package. It's a revised package. Mnuchin will be talking, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin will be talking to Ms. Pelosi this afternoon, and the president has said, I would like to do a deal.
You just moved the market, as you probably knew you would. We were up 130, literally 20 seconds ago. Now we're up 140, going up from there. Can I ask you one more question about the stimulus? Does the White House and you and Secretary Mnuchin, you absolutely say no way that you will allow the bailout of Democrat states? Is that absolutely off the table?
Stuart, I just can't get into any details like that. It's never been a totally purist position. It was just a question of where that money would go and how efficiently and smart that money might be and what the sums are. But I can't possibly go into any specifics. Believe me, Secretary Mnuchin, who is awfully good at this, will be discussing with Speaker Pelosi for the final touches and details. But I think the key point is the president has approved the package and, quote, he wants to do a deal.
I think that was the only part of the message he was allowed to say. The president has signed off on a new package, and that's all he can say. And the president wants to do a deal. Those two things. Talk about sending somebody out with not a lot of ammunition. Larry Kudlow, God bless him. Stay where you are. More to do. One of the things we're going to be doing in our next segment is you're going to hear about this ridiculous 25th Amendment thing that the Speaker of the House brought out today, and they filed a bill in Congress and all of that. It's so stupid, this 25th Amendment commission that Nancy Pelosi was talking about earlier today in Washington. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on this Friday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Will the debate commission change their minds and allow Biden and Trump to debate in person, or will they go ahead without Trump? Should be an interesting week. Join me.
Monday morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited-time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, Seven Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs from October 15th through December 7th? That's next Thursday, believe it or not, through December 7th. If you don't want to waste hours sifting through mind-boggling Medicare plans, let Steve and Amy do it for you. Call Blue Sky Insurance. The call and the service, absolutely free. 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. Make sure that you at least take a look at it. If you are Medicare age, you might as well take advantage of it. Anyway, I want you to hear Nancy Pelosi. This is just bizarre. She unveiled the 25th Amendment Commission, whatever the hell that's going to be. But listen to this. This was earlier this morning in our nation's capital. This is Cut 6. Nancy Pelosi, go.
The 25th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified in 1967 after the assassination of President Kennedy with strong bipartisan support. Members of Congress have a duty to take all necessary action to preserve continuity of government and protect the stability and integrity of our democracy for the future. That is why today, again, it is my honor to welcome Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland, a constitutional scholar, as he introduces legislation to establish a commission on presidential capacity to discharge the duties and the powers and duties of the office. This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of the voters. But he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents. Throughout America's history, our leaders have created and strengthened guardrails in the Constitution to ensure stability and continuity of government in times of crisis. The 25th Amendment creates a path for preserving stability if a president suffers a crippling physical or mental problem and is, unquote, in the amendment, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office and transfers his powers. Specifically, Section 4 of the amendment empowers Congress to set up an independent body to confront such a crisis. Congress has a constitutional duty to lay out the process by which a president's incapacity and the president of any party is determined. This bill honors the duty by creating a standing commission of top former executive officials and medical experts selected in a bipartisan, bicameral way. A president's fitness for office must be determined by science and facts. This legislation applies to future presidents. but we are reminded of the necessity of action by the health of the current president. With this bill, the Congress honors our oath to support and defend the Constitution and protect the American people. And we uphold our responsibility to preserve our republic for generations to come.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by my really good friend, and I'm honored to have him as a friend, as a client, by attorney Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. When we come back, I'm going to give away another $25 Visa gift card. We found an extra one in the prize closet, and we might as well offload it today. So we'll be telling you how you can win in just about 4 minutes from right now. So be listening. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&B Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&B Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The VAT license 48944-71642.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them. But I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives. But he was there beside me. And my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&B Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&B Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The VAT license 48944-71642.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All week we've been giving away $25 Visa gift cards. I'm going to give away another one right now. We found the key to the prize closet, so you might as well get it while you can. $25 Visa gift card, caller number 3 at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And if you win, you will be qualified for the $100 Nordstrom gift card giveaway coming up next Monday. We'll have a winner on Heidi's show and another winner on my show. So very excited about that. And again, the phone number, it's simple, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Now, I was so happy. I really was. I was so excited to have Kaylee McEnany back at work, even though she's, you know, under the weather, and although I guess she says she has no, you know, she's asymptomatic, which I think is just great. I love people that got the disease and then worked right through it because they had no symptoms. No, that's cool. Let's go to cut three, though. Kaylee McEnany was on with Sandra Smith talking about that stupid Nancy Pelosi 25th Amendment event. This is cut number three. Kaylee McEnany, here it is. Cut number three. Kaylee McEnany. Here we go.
Okay, so Nancy Pelosi doesn't think he's doing well, thinks the medicine's making him a little crazy. So she's creating this commission to evaluate the president's mental and physical fitness using the 25th Amendment. This is what she said.
I think that the public needs to know the health condition of the president. There's one question that they refuse to answer. When was, before he got the virus and admitted to it, when was his last negative test? When was his last negative test to make a judgment about the actions that were taken after that? Tomorrow, by the way, come here tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment, but not to take attention away from the subject we have now.
The 25th Amendment says if the president can't do his job, then the vice president would resume the powers. What do you say about that?
Yeah, that's an absurd proposition from Nancy Pelosi. The only one who needs to be looking at the 25th Amendment is Nancy Pelosi herself. She had that bizarre interview on ABC a few weeks ago where in the middle of it, after she suggested using impeachment to make sure that Amy Coney Barrett doesn't get on the court, impeachment of the president of the United States for carrying out his constitutional duty. In the middle of the interview, she blurts out, good morning, good Sunday morning. So maybe she's projecting here because the 25th Amendment, no reason for it to be considered with regard to the president of the United States, but maybe for Nancy Pelosi herself.
Any chance of getting that debate on track or the president accepting a virtual debate with cameras and monitors in each camp from the other camp?
Yeah, Brian, the president has no interest in a virtual debate. I mean, we've seen Joe Biden, he could barely keep up on the debate stage last time, and now putting him in a forum where he'd have access to maybe teleprompters, who knows? The president certainly wouldn't be there to hold him accountable. It's not a fair format. And for the Commission on Presidential Debates, which is more like a commission to reelect Joe Biden, to announce this at 7:30 yesterday morning with no input from the campaigns, it just shows that they're doing the bidding work of the Democrat Party.
We're going to find out coming up in our next segment just where are we relative to the 25th Amendment, to the president getting back out on the campaign trail, and maybe even giving speeches, those hangar speeches that we all love. There's one, I believe, going to be scheduled on Monday in Florida, a battleground state. We'll do that. We'll do that and a whole lot more. This has been an amazing, amazing week, and it's not done yet. Chris Wallace will be along from Fox News Channel. What did he think of the vice president's performance as a guy that's been a moderator? Mark Lauder will join us, strategic communications director for the Trump 2020 reelect. And we'll get the inside scoop from the guy that knows. That's all straight ahead as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com.
Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.